Father, today, that it's okay that you can't understand and put into understanding all the ins and outs of God, because at the end of the day, He is indescribable. So Lord, we even lay our rational thinking, and we just thank you for a fresh childlike faith today. Amen. Amen. I just really sense that God wants to do His work, because His, at the end of the day, like I thank Pastor Rob and Denise for releasing me in this way, but I want to stress that we're living in a day and age where people place value on personality and people, and I just want to say to death with that. It's not about, there's nothing extra special about me. I still have to get out of bed. I'm imperfect. You heard Jack and I, we have arguments when we're human. But I also feel this invitation that if the Lord's put this word on my heart, I would ask that you would remove it and be like, oh, that's Jen. And be like, man, I want to posture my heart to hear what the Lord has to say today. Something that God is, if you have been on the journey with me just closely, God has literally, I've walked with the Lord for over 20 years. And it's just in this past year, I just felt this fresh invitation from the Lord to lean in again. And to be like, God, I'm really hungry. And one of the things that He did that was, I was working at a job and it was great. And I was really finding fulfillment and enjoyment. And I was also wrestling with God because I wanted to be at home with my daughter. Anyway, beginning of this year, I had a day of fasting and I just saw this open door. And the Lord's like, it's time to quit your job. It's time to walk through this door. And the door had, it was black. There was nothing there. Like when I say my eyes weren't open, I didn't see it in the natural, but I saw it in my spirit. And I knew exactly that I had to, that was a now word. It wasn't a, oh yeah. So I was the main breadwinner in our family at the time. And the Lord's like, I'm calling you into the unknown. So I had two choices. I could be like, cute, thank you, Lord, another time. Or I could be like, okay, God, I'm going to trust you, even though it doesn't make any sense. So there were 2 weeks, and those 2 weeks, I didn't do anything. I didn't talk to my boss, and I didn't talk to, even though I felt the grace in my work lift off me. And I even joked one day at home, I said to Jack, I am so afraid I'm doing a Jonah, like in the Bible, where the whale swallowed Jonah. I feel like a whale is going to jump out of nowhere and swallow me. Because I just feel like I'm not walking in what God's calling me to do. And so, yeah, long story short, said yes into unknown. And church, I just want to testify, it doesn't make any human sense. And that's what I think, what I want to share with you about today, is that following Jesus is actually quite foolish. It's foolish to the world. It's not foolish that it's unwise. It's just that in our human understanding, there's this tension of being like a child, but maturing in our faith. And I feel like, I was actually been talking about this out with some friends, and I'm like, Lord, how do we find and walk in that tension of wanting to grow in our and like step into the foolishness when we've got a world that's like, make sure you have everything set up. Look, I'm not forsaking godly wisdom. It's good to save your money. It's good to, you know, have your plan in place. But then how do we explain Peter in the Bible when Jesus said, get out of the boat, walk on the water? How do we explain those moments? We can't. That to me is the tension of Christianity, true Christ-centered faith, is a tension of, I need to be like a child that's like, okay, stepping into the unknown, laying down my human reasoning and understanding for the invitation of the Lord to, for the more. And church, sometimes I feel like I felt convicted in this space of letting go of my work and letting go of parts of my identity. I didn't realize how much of my identity was found in my job. But in this new space of surrender, I tell you what, while it's not being comfortable, I tell you what, church, I will never trade my comfortable worldly perspective of wisdom and safety for what I have now. If you were here that one Sunday, I testified, I had a wild encounter. It was just a normal worship team night. And I felt the Lord be like, are you hungry for a fresh fire? And I was like, yes, Lord, I am. He's like, cry out for it. So I'm like, in my heart, like, Lord, I'm crying out for a fresh fire. God's like, no, yell it. I want a fresh fire. So I did it again. I want a fresh fire. And it looked foolish. I kept saying, God, I want it. And I'm prepared to look like an absolute fool for it. Because you were a fool for me on that cross. The least I could do is be prepared to be a fool for you. And I just lay on this stage here. I have never been so overwhelmed by a fresh move of God in my life. But something broke. The fear of man broke off my life. And I had a dream that night of this woman in Kmart. I had to go to Kmart. I had this vision of this woman. And the Lord's like, I want you to say this to her. And you're going to go to Kmart tomorrow, find this woman. She's going to be in the homeware section of Kmart. And you're going to go to her and you're going to just say this word to her. She's going to be wearing this. She's going to look like this. And because the Lord broke fear of man in my life, I went to Kmart and I marched to that section of the homewares aisle. And there she was, this woman who God showed me in a dream. I gave the word, and I'm not saying this to boast about anything of myself, but it's to say that if I had not said yes to being foolish, God could not move. God could not move in me and in that woman's life. And I praise God. I don't know where she is. But sometimes church, like, I love it. And I'm prepared to maybe offend some of you today. Oh, she's a woman preacher. Ooh. Sorry, I don't mean that facetiously, but... But you know what? We live in a world that needs a radical faith. People who are unafraid to share what God has done in their life. And I feel saddened that there's beautiful, well-meaning Christians who are just bound in the state of their mind and they're rational. And I feel this fresh invitation that the Lord's like, come and be a child again. Come and be foolish again. Foolishness in God's kingdom is not unwise. Foolishness in God's kingdom means God said it, I'll do it. I've got a 4-year-old. Praise you, Jesus, for toddlers. Holy moly. I talk about refiner's fire. Refiner's fire can just look like your child. Just test in your flesh. But I love about God is using Zara to push against my human understanding. She's been seeing angels in her room. She's been having encounters in her room. She's seeing these angels. And I kind of go, I don't know what to do with that, but what good godly parent's going to be like, do not dream about angels. How dare you dream about angels? It's like, okay, Lord, thank you that your presence is being made known to her. Lord, help me steward that in her life. And I don't need to try and explain it, but I'd much rather have the presence of angels and the Holy Spirit in her room than demons. And I feel like there's these invitations where the Lord keeps saying, don't try and explain it. Don't try and rationalize it. Receive it. It's a gift. And I feel today, church, there's a fresh invitation to you. And it's not about saying that we can't have godly wisdom. It's not to say that you should go quit your job tomorrow. It's about saying, if the Lord is speaking to you about something, when was the last time you obeyed that word? And if you don't hear the Lord, it's not because God's distant. It's just sometimes we need to get some things out of the way. And I wanted to just list a couple of practical things. Blockages for breakthrough and hearing the voice of the Lord. One of them is sin. Sin. We're a fallen world. Sin is like the complete antithesis to God. It was because we rebelled against God that man became aware of themselves which that's never been our design. We were always meant to just have an awareness of the Lord. So that's one. Two, a big one, unforgiveness, bitterness. The Bible talks about in Mark, Jesus said, when you are praying, forgive anyone you are holding a grudge against so that your Father in heaven will forgive your sins too. Ouch. So you're saying, Lord, that when I come to a corporate gathering like this, if I'm willing to just praise the Lord, but I've still got issues with my brother or my sister in Christ, you can't forgive me? Yeah, the Bible says that's right. That's ouchy. That's ouch. But there's that invitation to be like, okay, Lord, if you said it, I'll do it. Number three, the occult. Man, I'm getting so sick of seeing just demonic stuff around, like especially with Halloween. And there's this like glorification of the satanic world. And I'm like, so angered by that, because I'm like, if only the world could see that there's a supernatural world that's far greater and far more powerful that actually stomped out all of that demonic stuff. And I'm like, I'm angered by that, but that's also a blockage. When we become interested and curious about things that have no power, they have zero power. They just bring fear and intimidation, which leads me to the next one, fear and anxiety. God has not given us a spirit of fear. 2 Timothy 1:7. Yeah. God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and a sound mind. So when we come in partnership with fear, that's a blockage to hear when God's like, hey, I want you to step out in faith. Fear is going to suffocate that. And the last one is pride. And I feel like I don't need to say much more about that. Pride is, I reckon, the most destructive thing that started to poison our generation, in the West especially. Because we're now saying, I want my version of Christianity. I want my version of faith. I think there are people who are living outside of knowing Jesus. They're making their decisions. But what makes me most saddened is when people who say they follow Jesus, but it's their gospel. That's pride. Ouch. And I preach that to myself too. So this morning, I just want to invite all of you guys to just bow your heads and close your eyes. There's lots more I want to say, but I just really feel to land on this today. The Holy Spirit is asking, will you be a child again? Will you go back to the space of being in awe and wonder, not letting fear of man, not letting the past. Are we willing, if God is even saying right now, you need to let go of having a little bit of pornography to the side of your relationship with Jesus. Letting go of, oh yeah, you can lust after the wealth of the flesh and money. Maybe God's inviting you to be like, hey, I need you to forgive this person. I'm so wanting to speak to you, but you are still holding that person captive in bitterness and unforgiveness. Or maybe there's people here, you're feeling fearful because of the doors that you've left open in your life. And I just feel like the Lord being like, will you shut them today? I'll help you. I'll help you shut those doors. And maybe some of you are here, I'm like, man, I don't even know Jesus, but I need to just have a fresh consecration today and be like, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I forsake what I want in pursuit of you. And if that's you, I'm going to ask you to do something foolish. I'm going to ask you, if you need to do some business with the Lord, I want you to get out of your seat and come to the front on this altar. It's not that the altar's anything more special. It's just sometimes we got to get out of our head and our mind and just come and look like a fool and lay it all on the altar for Jesus. So if that's you, if you need to do business with God, come. Kneel, come and stand on this altar and we're just going to praise and worship. I think thank you doing business with people today. God, I thank you you're a good father, and where the enemy has wanted to distort your nature, I just break that lie today, that you would be far off, that you would be distant, that you would be uninterested, that you would be disconnected. And I just thank you right now for a fresh revelation. Lord, I thank you you're revealing yourself as people do business, as people lay down their hearts afresh, lay down their bitterness, lay down their anger, their resentment, God, their hurts, their discouragements, as people lay down their sin and say to death with it today. God, I thank you for a fresh fire, fresh downloads, fresh anointing. God, I thank you for a fresh release. Lord God, I thank you that people are even burning from the inside out today. Oh God, that they would leave things, they would have a new heart. Lord, I thank you for a new heart, restored mind. I thank you, Jesus, that there would be people leaving 10 kilos, 50 kilos lighter in the supernatural because they've left it here. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, you accept them. And I just thank you for your love. I thank you for your freedom in this place today. And if you're in the seat, just begin to pray. Just pray for your brothers and sisters who are doing business with the Lord here. Just pray right now. Thank you, God. I just thank you. Fear is being broken off people right now in the name of Jesus. Generational curses, generational oppression, I break you right now in the name of Jesus. Go where there's been addiction and there's been lust over family lines, I break your power in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that no one is bound by fear anymore. No one is bound by addiction anymore. God, I thank you that there's going to be a boldness coming upon people to share the gospel, to share their testimony, to share with their faith boldly and with conviction. Thank you, Lord. God, I thank you for the spirit of darkness to be broken right now. God, I thank you for a grace to release people into forgiveness today. God says, let them go. Hand them over to me. You just say, I choose to forgive. And if you've got 50 people, you name them. I choose to forgive this person. I choose to forgive them and I release them. I release them. I hold the rejection and the hurt no longer. And if you're sitting in the seat and you're feeling that invitation, don't be afraid. Just come out. Just come out. Just come out. Hallelujah. Can we sing Jesus at the center?
Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus. Jesus at the center of it all.
Center
of it all. Jesus, 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 the center of it all.
I thank you for a godly repentance in this place.
From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus.
Never the same, never the same.
Oh, Jesus,
Jesus, at the center.
Jesus at the center of it all.
Let the tears flow. Let the godly I just had a word I just saw consecrated over you. And I believe it's over your family, your whole family, but I just saw the word consecrated over you. And I just... You've got an unusual, that's probably not the right word, but there's a rare quality in you, Marnie, that's got a sensitivity of the Spirit. And I believe that there's been times and seasons where that's been squished. There's been seasons where that's almost been overlooked and you've even questioned and wondered it. But I just saw that word consecrate and I felt the Lord being like, I want to tell my son Marnie that he's consecrated, he's set apart, and I'm using him to be an instrument, to be my voice. And it's going to be through the ministry of joy. It's going to be through the ministry of hope. And I just see you, Marnie, that there's going to be just a natural outworking of sharing divine prophetic insights into the people around you. And it's going to be so natural, but it's going to be so powerful. And I just want to release that afresh today, that you are going to be walking in that boldness of you are a son and that God has given you those gifts. He's given you that sensitivity. He's given you that softness and that tenderness towards His Spirit. And I just thank you that the words and the voice of religion and obligation, where there's been dogma and there's been destructive, almost like there's been like a chokehold over you. I just break that today in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father, for that fresh joy over Marnie, fresh joy over Yana, Lord, over the family, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, fresh joy. Fresh dreams. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Church, don't switch off. If you're sitting and just keep praying. Pray for your brothers and sisters. We're not consumers. We're not spectators. Just lean in. Pray for your brothers and sisters this morning. Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit,
felt like He wants to release a fresh, I just saw like treasures, almost like coins falling from heaven. And I just believe that God wants to release a new aspect of kingdom giving and kingdom generosity over your family. And I believe that there's been things that's been stirring that you're like, God, I just feel like we need to, it's been almost like a manual car. You've been kind of bunny hopping in first gear, but I just really believe that God wants to release this treasure from heaven that's going to be like releasing, whether it's natural kingdom finances, but I just saw this, that around about you is going to be just this flow of generosity as you just become that conduit of generosity and giving and blessing. I just see the Lord, there's been times that you've given and sacrificed in secret, and the Lord just wants to say He honors that and He sees that, and He sees what you've done in secret. He sees what you've done even in your community and even what you've done for your children, the sacrifices that you've made. I just felt like the Lord being like, there's just a new open heaven of just divine treasure and download for your family. Father, we just, as we wrap up, Lord, we just, if you need to just keep having business with God, you just stay here. But I just want to close the meeting and just release the rest of you guys. And I'm just going to pray a blessing. Father, I praise you that you are taking each and every one of us on this new journey. of fresh surrender, fresh consecration, childlike faith, leaning into the uncomfortable, leaning into your nature. And Lord, I even praise you that you will use the children, Father, to speak to us as adults what it means to just lean in like a child, to trust you blindly almost. And I just bless our church. I bless our church families. I thank you, Father, for divine appointments this week in their workplaces, in their families, Father. And I just thank you for just a fresh release of heaven in the mighty name of Jesus.